Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us now is Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based Ruth Kruger, who's a principal at the Compliance Coach. And we're going to be talking about evaluating the effectiveness of a compliance program. Ruth, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Adam, for asking me to participate.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, first, it's probably good to start with the most recent DOJ guidance for evaluating compliance programs. Let's start with the metrics area. What does the DOJ want in terms of metrics?
Well, they were pretty clear in the guidance document that they put out in April of 2019. It was sort of an adjunct to the original that came out in 17. But they really want to know, is the program working? You know, they want to know, is the program designed well? Is it implemented effectively? But the third caveat was, does it work like it's supposed to work? And that's where the metrics come in. So for example, is the training you provide, the compliance training you provide, actually hitting the mark as far as are you seeing fewer paid back claims on your audits? Are you seeing fewer claims of retaliation from your employees? Are there increased statement knowledge of who the compliance office is and who the officer actually is? Do they know the name of the officer? And then, you know, the big overriding one is, do your employees know how to report and do they feel comfortable reporting? All of those things would then lend investigator to say, yeah, their program's working, because they can verbalize those kinds of things.
Right. So now, in addition to what the DOJ's put out, are there any other good guidance documents compliance teams should be looking to?
Yeah, well, that original document that came out in April of 2017 was awesome. I mean, it's huge. There's just so much great information in that document. And if the folks haven't looked at that yet, it's called Measuring Compliance Program Effectiveness. It's a resource guide. It was put together by HCCA, the OIG, and the Department of Health and Human Services as a result of a roundtable that they came together and put all of this information together about what a compliance program should be measuring and what they should be looking at. And so that's the one of the best resources. But then that newest guidance that came out has a little more information, and the benchmarks that are out there from a lot of different organizations. NAVEX is one of them. They have their 2019 corporate compliance benchmark report that is very comprehensive and has a lot of good information for you to be able to bump your program against and say, here's what we look like compared to our peers across the nation.
So pulling from all those various guidance documents, what are some of the good metrics that will give a strong handle on how the program is working?
Well, you know, hotline and reported concerns is always one of the most sought after, I would say. You know, the volumes of those reports, substantiation of the report, whether there was a vocalization of fear of retaliation for reporting, that's a great metric that should be being tracked and trended. And if you've got the data from previous quarters and or even previous years, that's a great one to be able to pull in. And then benchmark, there are national benchmarks for that one as well. Audits that require a corrective action plan is a good metric. Audit findings with compliance training outcomes, whether they understand the code of conduct, whether they've actually signed off that they have read the code of conduct, received it and read it. Culture survey questions are always a good metric to be able to pull and trend. Those are a few of them that would be good to track.
Now, we talked about the metrics that are very useful. Are there any metrics that may seem good at first glance, but don't really help you understand how your program is doing?
Training completion rates are were always a good metric that we pulled. There was a benchmark that you could say, yep, 98% of our employees completed their compliance training. But now really we need to be able to step that up and say, yep, we've got this rate of completion, but that doesn't really tell if they understood what you were training them for. And a better metric would be a post-test that says, was this training pertinent to the job you perform? Was the presenter knowledgeable on the topic that they were presenting? And those kinds of questions really would be that stepped up metric that would show whether or not you're hitting the mark on your training. You know, hotline reports is another one. Just capturing the volume is good. It's good to know that. But really, unless you're capturing all reported concerns from however they came in to your office, you know, if it was a hallway conversation or it came via an email, not just through the hotline phone line or online source, those would be good ways of stepping up that reporting. The sources of the reporting are important. You know, was it delivered face to face? Was it sent to you via the email? Was it through the hotline calling mechanism? And then of course, sorting that out into, was it substantiated or not? How many were anonymous? How many claimed retaliation? Again, those are stepped up metrics that help to drill down into how effective your program is. Audits completed, you know, that's great to know you're completing what you set out to do for your work plan, but really, you know, how many needed corrective action plans, and were they major or minor? And then were those corrective action plans actually performed and the fixes put in place?
So finally, let's talk a bit about employee surveys. How do you design them to ensure that the employees truly disclose what their perceptions are of the state of compliance and ethics in the organization, and not just give the answer that either A, they know you want to give, or B, that they don't want to give, just to not give it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I know a lot of organizations struggle with how to do a good culture survey. You know, I think first of all, they need to be simple. The questions need to be very clear and a yes or no answer. They need to be anonymous. They need to allow the answerer to provide a comment. And then it's great if you can track and trend the same questions from year to year. So making sure that on your initial survey that you've got questions that are really solid and that aren't ambiguous in how they're asking a question. Questions like, do you know how to report a concern? And do you feel pressure to commit misconduct? You know, those are pretty straightforward questions that are yes or no, and you can track and trend then how you're doing with addressing those. If you've got a lot of them saying, yes, I feel pressure to commit misconduct, you know where you need to focus your energy. You know, looking at managers, does your manager encourage you to report? You know, that's a good straight up question that could be asked. And does your manager exhibit ethical behavior? Again, good yes or no questions that can be tracked and trended.
Well, thanks for giving us such good answers to these questions. I think it's very instructive as people try and assess the effectiveness of the compliance program. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.